You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Thank you for being with us. Guess what episode this is, Paul?
What episode is this, Rob?
I'm not going to tell you. No, it's 1,000. Yeah, it's 1,000. So
wow.
Where are all the balloons and the birthday cake and the horns and whatever else happens at the 1,000th episode? I don't know. Either way, we're very excited about what it means. And what it means is that you guys are awesome because you've continued to send in questions. You've continued to participate in the show. You have continued to subscribe and share it with your friends. And yes, I can sing this song if you want me to. Is that why you turn it up?
Woohoo! 1,000 episodes. Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. Hopefully you'll give us a little leeway.
Don't give us any leeway.
To embarrass ourselves.
So we actually also have some other really good news to
announce. That this song
goes
with too, yeah.
Yes. It's time to celebrate, friends. Drone family. Drone U instructor and minority owner will be representing drone service providers on the new DAC, which is the Drone Advisory Committee. Group number 3, which is all about providing improvements to the waiver process. So I just see that makes you really excited.
That makes me super excited. I mean, that's why I'm singing the song. It's more for Vic than 1,000.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. No, seriously. I think, and I mentioned this to Vic, that it speaks to relationships. As probably most of you know, Vic is exceptional at developing and maintaining relationships for all the right reasons. And number 2, persistence. He saw something that he felt was wrong. And a lot of us agreed with that. And so he didn't accept it and got people involved. I know Paul got involved. Others got involved and said, look, this just isn't right. And did it in the right way. I think it's a great example of doing it in the right way. And that's not to say that he wasn't firm, like in his letter, right? And in his email and posts and so forth. So a huge congratulation goes out. And we're very excited that we're going to have, as DSPs, as a group, some representation, at least on a committee. I don't know exactly what
so
that
it's
represents.
A group, yeah. And I know that he's now going to the DAC meetings as an official observer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's definitely having more say.
Yeah.
Which is great because we need to have some actual pilots on those committees.
Absolutely.
It is disgusting to see this type of people that are on some of these committees. I mean, absolutely disgusting. You ask yourself questions like, why are there 2 helicopter groups on the DAC, but no drone service provider? No, like, and I, you know, AUVSI, bless their heart. They're saying, oh, we represent the drone service providers. And it's like, not really when the FAA symposium is like $700 to $800 to attend. That's not really supporting the little guy. So I would say that actions speak louder than words. And while I think AUVSI has a great intention, there's actually there's more to represent drone service providers now. And I think that a lot of people are excited about that, myself included.
Absolutely. And if we know Vic, and we do, he'll, I think, fight for there to be more drone service providers involved in all of the DAC-related activities on some level. So
couldn't agree more.
Excited to see what comes of that. And just excited that there is a little guy voice, if you will. And it's going to be good.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're really excited about that. We're making moves as an industry as a whole, which is extremely exciting. Drone U's making moves. We hit 1,000 episodes. Does this mean I can take 1,000 days off now?
Of course not.
Oh, man. That sucks. All right. Well, we did actually celebrate 1,000 episodes at the New Mexico United soccer game. They gave us a little bit of a shout out at the soccer game. Excited about that. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Phantom 4 Pro version 2. you know, people are wondering, well, if they discontinue the P4 Pro, are they going to keep putting out firmware upgrades? And again, I think the answer is the proof is in the pudding. Let's look at the previous birds. But before we talk about that and so much more, we're also going to talk about how you can desperately avoid firmware updates, because there are ways to avoid it. So let's go ahead and play that question.
What's up, guys? This is Murph from Massachusetts, soon to be back in Philly once again, where I grew up. My question is about the Phantom 5 series, the cancellation of that entire series. Everyone's talking about it. I have the Phantom 4 Pro V2. I'm just starting out. And my question is about the firmware updates. If they discontinue the Phantom series, are they going to discontinue the firmware updates? And if so, you know, is that going to affect flight performance, performance in general, or if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it kind of thing? I'm not sure. This is a concern of mine. I just paid off my Phantom 4 Pro just 2 weeks ago, and now they're discontinuing it. So it's a concern of mine. So any input would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for the podcast. It's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Murph. Appreciate the question. And obviously, you are not alone with this concern. Good news is you've got a great drone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So accentuate the positive. But I don't know what's next. It's really been interesting to see nothing else come out and really not have much of an idea of the direction that DJI is planning on taking.
Well, okay, so just really quick, we're going to talk about this on the news show, but a DJI store in Australia said that DJI Phantom stock for the Phantom 4 Pro will be getting back in stock in late November of this year.
Late November? And yep. For the 4?
For the 4 Pro, or excuse me, Phantom 4 Pro version 2.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's a story already on it, but we're going to talk about it in the news show.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure that it's all said and done just yet. So we might be seeing a reversal on this whole thing, which would be very interesting.
For sure. And why Australia? I assume that means here.
They're the closest
as well
to China. I guess there's Thailand and, you know, Singapore. But, you know, there's Australia too. So.
In terms of the West?
That's the East, really.
No, I know, but never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I guess that one went over my head. Okay, so are they going to stop doing firmware updates? They're probably going to be doing firmware updates for a very long time for the Phantom. They've sold so many Phantoms, I don't see why they wouldn't. But if there are issues like there are a lot of update issues and firmware issues still with like the M600 and some of their other models that are a little bit older. And they are a lot slower to put out releases and updates for those particular drones than other drones. So if the P4 does not come back for whatever reason, could they stop doing firmware updates? And the answer is actually yes, they could stop doing updates. So there's a couple pieces of information that I just want to showcase to you guys really quick. In fact, you can avoid firmware updates 100%. But the key in avoiding these firmware updates is using a device that literally has zero internet access, period. Like no Wi-Fi, no cellular, Wi-Fi is turned off, and the device just never ever gets data. Because what you should be doing is really, and I mean, maybe just go out and buy an iPod Touch. Okay, just buy an iPad Touch, update it for the newest OS, download DJI Go 4. It may force you to do a firmware update, but then once you do that, never allow the app to ever get data again, because the app itself will literally hit the server and say, are there new firmware updates? And then it'll literally just download the notification that there are, and then will force you to do the update one way or another. Now, when I say force you to do the update, one of the DJI guys actually had stated that what was happening to me was irregular and was not, you know, going on with a lot of people. But I've noticed that DJI absolutely forces updates. Whether that's technically true or not, my empirical evidence is that this has happened to me more than three times. This has also happened to more than three of our students, and I'm now documenting it extensively because there have been some DJI officials who have called me out on Facebook and said that this is not true. Well, let's go ahead and show the proof. So here is an image taken May 30th at 10:41. As you can see here, I cannot take off. And if you're wondering why I can't take off, it's because I have a camera sensor error and hardware malfunction. Now, the next thing that you see is inconsistent firmware found. You must update the firmware. Okay, so I update the firmware and then look. The image that's now at 10:58 a.m. is showing a perfectly good feed from the drone. You can see the Expedition right there. And yet it was just telling me that I had a hardware malfunction, but I updated the firmware and now everything just works fine. That's happened now three times. And there is definitely something going on that is forcing this to happen. This has happened to so many of our students. And when, you know, people are saying, oh yeah, you know, they don't force you to do firmware updates. Well, they sure try. And I know Apple does it too. Like they just, yeah, like all of a sudden, have you noticed if you don't update to iOS 13 that you don't have as many functionalities in iMessage anymore? This is the same type of like games that they play. And I really don't like it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be buying an iPod Touch. I'm going to download DJI Go 4. I'm going to update the drone so I know it's working fine. I'm going to go fly it working fine. And then that's the only device I'm going to use. You can use a Crystal Sky as well. You just got to make sure that the Wi-Fi is turned off. And it never gets signal whatsoever. I've noticed that even when I have data turned off on my app, it still somehow is pushing information out over cellular to figure out whether there's a firmware update or not. So are there ways to avoid this? Yes, there are. You can go to nolimitsdrones.com. In fact, let me go ahead and pull this up because people were wondering where you actually go to get this service. So let me go ahead, camera three, boom. So this is nolimitsdrones.com. I'm not endorsing this. We are going to do it to one of our drones for a large number of reasons. But they have a mod client where you can mod all these different drones and remove the fact that it searches for it searches for upgrade or downgrade to any firmware, because you need firmware that actually works. And sometimes, like with the M600 and Lightbridge version 1.2.4, they never put out an update for it. So even though you want to see XT2 footage through an M600, the drone is looking for 1.2.4 Lightbridge update, but it disconnects your remote from the drone itself. So you have to backdate the firmware down to 1.2.1. But then with 1.2.1, you can't use DJI Pilot app to control the XT2. So it's just a nightmare. A lot of people believe, and the Supreme Court agrees with these people, that, you know, once you buy something from a manufacturer, you do own it and they cannot take away features from it once you have purchased the vehicle. So that's why I fully endorse No Limits Drones. Like I said, I haven't used it, so I can't really like fully endorse it, but I just have to say that like, I love that there are services out there, because when companies decide to do things that have been like out in like the court of law for the last 2 years now, that's saying that, like, you know, if someone purchases an item, they own that item. This was a big deal. I think it was a year and a half ago. And I would just like to see that, you know, other companies follow those rules, because look, we all want our drones to work. And if I'm out in the middle of nowhere, but I have just enough service for my phone to ping the server to tell the phone that there's a firmware upgrade, and now my camera sensor error is going on, but I don't have enough service to actually update the firmware.
Yeah.
It's you don't like that word. It's extremely painful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's extremely painful. So
no, that's a perfect example of why this is important.
But also, I mean, it can actually cause you to have hardware failures like while you're in flight. I've actually seen that before, because you just sometimes are in areas where you have just barely enough service, but it's just enough service for the app to ping the server and say, do I need to update the firmware?
So here's a question that I have about this, because when you bring up the Supreme Court and the legal elements regarding this, is there any fine print anywhere where by using whatever it is, be it an iPhone, be it a DJI drone, you're giving them permission to do that?
Well,
like
without
in the terms
having,
and conditions somewhere?
Without having read all the terms and conditions from both DJI Apple, I would say that I think it's quite possible that that is the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure, because there's no way to say, no, I don't agree with your terms and I'm still going to use the app.
Well, and we know that's a pervasive problem across all sorts of products and privacy, et cetera, as you should have to opt in, but they make you opt out, right? And that's been an issue for a long time now. So I wonder if that's a similar situation here, but...
Either way, I purchased this drone. I'm going to fly it where I'm legally responsible and able to fly it. And I don't need software to tell me that I have hardware problems just to force doing a firmware upgrade, because that could actually cause more problems than solve problems depending on which firmware people are on. So this is something that really gets under my skin. You know, it's been I've been talked to by multiple people saying, be careful how you talk about this. And while I love DJI products and they by far are the most reliable, these are little things that, you know, how you treat your client is ultimately the gauge of success for your business. And I've learned that the hard way, and I've learned that through you as well, because you treat everyone unconditionally well. It doesn't matter who they are. And, you know, with some of these problems that are going on with enterprise drones and some of these firmware issues, like, people take note at how you treat them.
Sure.
So
yeah, they'll, I think as consumers nowadays, we'll take a lot, but there is a point at which we'll say enough's enough.
And they measure that. They measure, not, I'm not saying DJI specifically, I'm saying other companies measure the tipping point at when you'll stop using
True.
A service, like how frustrated you get.
For
and
sure.
they count on our short memory. They count on being distracted. They count on that. And I'm not saying whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just saying that there should be some sort of built-in system to say, look, okay, I purchased your product. You have the best product out there. Like, look, DJI, we know that right now you have the best drones. There have been some doors that have been opened to allow other people to come in and make fantastic drones as well that solve a lot of these little nuances. But there's becoming a point now, Rob, where there's so many nuanced problems that you're just like, okay, what else can I use? And you just start figuring out what else you can use.
Sure.
And I know people are doing that, so.
I'm sure they are, but they are also these big big companies. They're dealing in the masses, not in the even the group of outliers, generally speaking.
True. No, that's a really good point. And this goes back to the decisions that you make at scale versus decisions that you make when you're a small business. It's just completely
sure.
different.
Absolutely. So. Very interesting. But I hope that that gave Murph the information that he needed. And I think maybe put your mind at ease a little bit as to the fact that you just paid off your P4P version 2. And I think you're going to be fine for a while. And congrats for doing that, by the way. Hope your business takes off.
Yeah, I hope your business takes off as well. Also, just want to say a big shout out. And again, thank you to Innovative UAS for helping us with the solar inspection class. If you live in the Southwest, you got to check them out. InnovativeUAS.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Robin. One last point.
Oh.
If you want to do something for us for our 1,000th episode, I think maybe one of the best things you could do is subscribe to the show if you haven't already, or share it with a friend. It's all we ask. Because it means a lot and it helps a lot. Thank you.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.